See, they got these upright silos, trench silos, both now. But we never had any of those things. Mm-hmm. We never had any, didn't even bale the hay. They stacked it up out there and put it in a hayloft.
You mentioned the barn. What was this like?
Was it barn like?
Yeah.
Oh, the barn was...
One story, two stories?
Oh, no, barn and a hay mow. Mm-hmm. Two story, of course. Put the store the hay up in the hay mow in the wintertime, in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
Winter.
Did you have a separate building for storing corn?
Oh, yeah, up in the crib.
And,
that one? I had about a corn crib in the barn, for that matter. But then out here on Hog Tudor, Dad and Uncle had a corn crib along from here across the street, and they'd get it. Some years they'd have that thing full, but it was just made out of rails. And covered with, as I said a while ago, they'd cut some saplings and make rafters and covered it with hay or straw or...
Mm-hmm. But you had lots of hogs.
Well, that's the reason it's named the Hog Shooter. That's the name of the creek.
Uh-huh.
My dad used to take hogs to Colesville. He used to drive, he'd take a team and wagon and some corn and a dog and take a carload of hogs from out here on Hog Shooter to Colesville, get them on the train.
Oh. You drive them like cattle?
Oh, they'd follow this wagon with this corn and go out of here once in a while.
They took the corn. I was raised very right in the city. I don't know anything about
it. I don't know much about a farm, but I'm learning and I'm enjoying it. My aunt had a farm when I was a boy, but that was always just a week visit in the summer. Did you grow other grain out on the farm?
Corn was the only crop that we grew out there. I worked on a farm later where the corn and wheat and oats was all that we ever grew around here, except cane. We grew some cane, make some sorghum out of sorghum molasses.
Did you have a, what was it, a still for making sorghum?
No, mill, sorghum mill.
Mill. Right on the farm, huh?
Well, we didn't, but then there's always somebody in the community that's got it. They had a sorghum mill, you know, that you take your canes, you add some down there and just ground up and made it into sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you take your flour to the grist mill and get it ground up into the flour. Or get you take your wheat to the grist mill and get it ground up into flour.
Now on this farm where they raised other grain, did they have a building to put that into?
Oh, they had a wheat greenery, yeah. Usually the biggest part of them, the granaries is always in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't used to have granaries outside of the barn very much. Nowadays they do, especially on this wheat the government buys, and they get it out someplace where it won't catch fire, and then the farmers nowadays use these galvanized grain cribs, you know, grain bins for cribs,
mm-hmm.
for grain.
I guess they've even tried just putting it out in piles for a while, haven't they?
Oh, well, out in the western part of the state, then that is stacked up out there so you couldn't see over it.
Well, I bet the birds are happy.
Wheat, but not for too long. Just on account of the car shortage.
Uh-huh. Did you ever stack your hay in the field?
Oh, yeah. That's the only way I've ever done it.
How would you?
After you got the barn all full, it's back, you just stack hay up.
What would you call those piles?
Haystacks.
Mm-hmm.